Now, the row over public spending erupted again in the Dáil this week, this time over a €127,000 bike shed at University Hospital Kerry. So, is it a sensible investment in active travel infrastructure or another bike shed overspending scandal? Joining me now is Kieran Cannon, former Fine Gael Minister of State and now President of Cycling Ireland, and also Independent Ireland TD Ken O'Flynn. You're both very welcome. Kieran, can I put to you what Piers Doherty was saying in the Dáil yesterday? He was accusing the government of signing off on another luxury bike shed. He said we were looking at a culture of arrogance. It was another slap in the face to the ordinary people right across this country, workers and families who were already at breaking point. This isn't just bad luck. It's not oversight. This is pure waste. What do you say to that, Kieran Cannon?
Good evening, Katie, and good evening to your listeners. It's not a waste. It's a very sound and sensible investment in public health. It's a direct investment in exactly that. We should be doing more of this, not less. If you look at the active travel infrastructure and development internationally, particularly in other EU countries, this is exactly the kind of investment they're making in, because it is investing in people's future. Cycling to work, incorporating active travel into your daily commute, is proven to reduce the risk of heart disease, of cancer, of depression even. So it's preventative. This is preventative healthcare investment, and every healthcare worker, indeed any worker who cycles to work, is improving their own long-term health while also helping to reduce pressure on parking and congestion in their own workplace. So what's striking is that, you know, we have this enormous spending every day to facilitate car dependency. And that passes without comment. It's just a given. It's just a normal aspect of living in 21st century Ireland. But a once-off investment supporting healthier, more sustainable travel is suddenly portrayed as an inappropriate priority. And there's a real inconsistency in this debate. And it's been going on for a very long time.
Kieran, does the price of it at all surprise you?
When
we heard that there was some bids in the tender as low as €7,000, and the final, the one that went for was the most expensive one at €127,000.
Let's be frank, Katie. This whole discussion has been seriously tarnished by that very unwise and unsound investment that was made in a bike facility on the grounds of Leinster House. I was a member of the Leinster House Active Travel Committee. We were consistently advocating for the development of safe, secure bike parking on the Leinster House campus. What we got wasn't that. It was far removed from that. It cost an absolute extravagance. If the people who had been involved in that had taken the lead from the people in University Hospital Kerry, we would now have a facility in Leinster House that works for cyclists and that cost basically a third of that. And, you know, this phrase that's consistently being used is bike shed. This is not something you kind of walk into Woody's and pick up and assemble in your back garden at the weekend. The HSE looked at a number of different options. It wasn't just about putting a roof over a few bikes. It involves safe, secure parking for 40 bikes at a cost of roughly €3,000 per bike for the next 40 or 50 years. It includes CCTV, includes lighting, secure access, and building on what is, I understand, a very constrained hospital campus close to their AME facility.
You're saying it was good value for money in your view?
It was. It was a very sound investment in the health of the people who work there, and we need to see more of this, not less.
Okay. Ken, a very sound investment in the health of the people that work there, and we need to see more of it.
Well, you know what? We have 900,000 people on waiting lists in HSE. If the hospital or the University Hospital in Kerry had come back and said, we spent €127,000 on a piece of equipment that's going to help save people's lives, that's going to improve people's lives, I'd have no problem with that. But when you're looking at 900,000 people on waiting lists, when you're looking at people with Friedreich ataxia, for instance, which is a treatment that we still haven't got through, despite having a small amount of money would actually solve that problem and would bring that drug onto the market. It's very hard for any member of the public or any public servant like myself or a member of the Dáil to try to justify that in any way, shape or form. And I don't disagree with your caller there. Cycling is very important. I cycle myself. You know, when I went to school down to the Christian Brothers, we had a bicycle lock and we put it onto the chain on the gate or on the railings, and we put a plastic bag over the seat. And that's how we did our business. You know, you go to Utrecht City, which is a fabulous city for cycling, the leading city in Europe, and you see what they have, what they've provided there as well, which doesn't seem to come to 127,000 for what actually doesn't. He's quite correct in saying it doesn't look like a bike shed. It looks like a garden room more than anything else. It's glass, etc. I've seen the photographs of it. But look, this comes from a long stem of 330,000 on a bike shed outside Leinster House, another 200,000 for charging points outside Leinster House, 750,000 spent on steps, 1 million spent on a scanner, 2 million spent on a security hut, another million spent on a printer that didn't fit into the room. You know, I think people at this stage are kind of saying to themselves, I'm working so hard, it's getting so expensive to go to the shop, it's expensive at the pump, and they're saying to themselves, in the name of God, what are the government doing with my money, the taxes that I'm spending and the taxes that I'm giving to the government, the money that I'm handing over to the government, why aren't they being prudent about it? And I think, to be fair about it, people have a very, very, very valid argument.
Okay. Can I just put this to you? Kieran Cannon has acknowledged that the spend in the Dáil, the Oireachtas bike shed, was extravagant, but that this bike shed was delivered in a third of that. And you're right, it is a nice looking bike shed, I have to say.
But it could have been done for $7,000.
Well, like could it
there's though? A quote in there. No, particular design couldn't be done because it's all singing, all dancing. But we're talking at the end of the day of parking up your bicycle. And I said, you know, Katie, I don't know if you cycled or not, but you know, when we were younger, you know, that's what we did. We got a bicycle lock, you tied it to a pole, you tied it to the fence, and you put a plastic bag over the seat, and off you went, whether you were going to college or whether you were going to, you know. I acknowledge the importance of encouraging people to cycle to work, and I think it's very important. But I think when you have HSE, with so many things wrong in the HSE, with so many waiting lists, with Michael Collins, my party leader, and myself sending over 3,000 people up to Northern Ireland for cataract operations, because you have people waiting 4 and 5 years for cataract operations. People going to Spain knee and hip operations. And yet the HSE can spend money like that.
Ken O'Flynn, can I put you what the HSE Southwest told us in relation to this? They said the project was jointly funded by the National Transport Authority and the HSE National Green Team, and forms part of a broader programme to improve staff and visitor facilities. Is it not the case, if more staff were cycling to work and more people generally were cycling around the country, we might need fewer hospital beds? Isn't that Kieran Cannon's point? This is an investment in public health.
It's his point, but what I'm saying to you, when we have a HSE and we have a hospital system which is overrun at the moment, where we're sending people out of the country to get necessary operations, where we have continuous overruns, where we don't have hospital beds, when we have people lying in corridors, and I see it down in Cork all the time,
let Kieran Cannon come in back in on that.
The HSE needs to work out what its priorities is, and the priorities are to look after the sick, to look after the ill, and the infirm.
Kieran.
What we're looking at here, and what we're consistently hearing ever since that bike shed debacle in Leinster House, is a deep cultural bias, Katie, when it comes to people's transport choices. Ken says that he understands, you know, the need for bike shelters, but that health spending should be prioritised elsewhere. And that's a false choice. That is an absolutely false choice. Hospitals don't stop needing transport infrastructure for their staff, proper transport infrastructure and facilities, because there are pressures elsewhere in the system. We don't stop, you know, building or maintaining roads to hospitals. We don't stop running buses or trains to hospitals because the hospital waiting list is unsolved and because there are other failures across the system. We have to acknowledge that people who are making the choice to cycle to work, a healthy choice, a sustainable choice, need to be facilitated in doing so. And another point about the supposed 7,000 structure, I mean, cheaper is not always better value. The HSE, as you've mentioned, it concluded that the more durable, more enclosed option would reduce long-term maintenance. It would better support e-bikes. People are now using e-bikes extensively. These are bikes that cost, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 euro. They need to be stored in a safe place. And if you build something that's inadequate, unattractive, and poorly protected from weather, people just won't use it. And then the investment is wasted anyway. So,
Kieran, we had a very big reaction to this when we covered it on the programme yesterday. And I would have to say, 80% more, maybe, the vast majority of people who got in touch with us would be basically singing off the same hymn sheet as Ken O'Flynn there. And the idea that this is basically a bike shed with notions.
But the question isn't what's the cheapest possible structure you can build. The real question is, does it work for the people that need to use it? Does it meet the workers' needs? And does it support,
Let Kieran finish.
It's not remotely flawed. We need to invest in long-term public health and transport goals. And the strange thing is, and the hypocrisy of all of this is, if you look at other spends from within the state infrastructure, the OPW spends roughly about 1.2 million euro every year on car parking spaces for civil servants, including some of those civil servants and political representatives that work at Leinster House. Some of those spaces individually cost 3,000 euro annually. And we are providing a once-off investment of 3,000 euro per bike space in a Kerry hospital. And those recurring car parking costs are signed off quietly year after year with no outrage, no headlines, no politicians thundering in Dáil about waste. So this runs much deeper than about investment or the cost of investment in public infrastructure. As I said at the very beginning, it reveals a deep cultural bias when it comes to people's public transport choices. And people who are making the healthy and sustainable choice need to be supported in doing so to the exact same extent as any other transport choice that other people make.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Ken O'Flynn, many thanks, and Kieran Cannon. We will be hearing much more about this, because we know the Dáil Public Accounts Committee is to seek details from the HSC about the background to this infrastructure in Kerry University Hospital. But for now, Kieran Cannon and Ken O'Flynn, many thanks.